holy fuck, that coffee is like, I've had three sips and I already feel like I'm just ready to fly to the moon. All right, it's another episode. It's December 17th. I got word that Jack Soul died, but you know what? That was like a couple weeks ago. But I just heard it, and I was like, oh, here's some exciting news.
You know,
you're
pretty insignificant when you don't hear about the guy's death until like 2 weeks after.
We still have to pay tribute to his epic croonership.
It's true. Yeah. Actually, before we go too far, we got to mention that John is in Mexico, and we have a replacement here, and it's actually the son of Jack Soul.
Yes.
I am actually.
Jack Soul.
I don't know what my last name is, but my first name's Jack after him.
Yeah.
Raise the roof, y'all.
Yes. Actually, it's Tim. He's from our hometown of Truro. We grew up with him. Big Tim. Small Tim.
We did grow
medium
up with
him. Medium-sized Tim.
I saw a medium middle guy the other day.
Oh, yeah? That must have been pretty thrilling.
He looked like he was about to kill himself.
Sometimes you just see people you haven't seen for a while, and they just look downtrodden, and you're like, man, what happened to you over the past year?
Yeah. And then you see like the person they're with, and you're like, ah.
That's what
yeah.
happened.
Downhill.
Worn down by
sucking
a
the life
female.
Out of you.
Yeah.
So who has a magic story?
I have a story. Actually, we're going to start in Truro just because that's what we're talking about. We're all from Truro. Halifax people, sorry. John walks like a monkey.
He walks like a child. He has a bounce in his step.
He
that's
does.
What I always say.
Yeah.
He's a lovable
okay.
child.
You've said that before.
So our first story is the Truro police are investigating an allegation that Mayor Bill Mills committed a hate crime when he addressed the activity atop of Wood Street. Do you know what the activity atop of Wood Street is, Luke?
Not from personally going,
no?
But I do know that is
hearsay.
Where that's where all the gay folks get together in the town of Truro.
It's
and they
true.
Meet up. Yep. They park, they fuck, they suck each other's
it's
dick
It's not even just
trees.
From Truro. They come from all around Nova Scotia.
Oh, this is yeah. transcontinental.
That's what surprised me, was that I always yeah. kind of heard it was around Truro, but then whenever they said that it was from other places as well, they actually come to Truro for it. It's just, that blew me away.
They pack their bags. Where are we going, sweetie? We're going to Wood Street.
Yeah. I wonder if the street name actually had something to do with that meeting place.
It's got
to
be. Yeah. Wood yeah. Street?
Exactly.
They wouldn't do it on No Fags Allowed Boulevard.
Yeah. Exactly.
That definitely wouldn't fly.
No.
I think it's foolish that they're trying to say it's a hate crime, because it's like, even if it was heterosex going on up there all the time, they would probably still have a problem.
Yeah, you're not allowed
you
to do that at the top of a street.
Fucking out of control like that.
Yeah. And not only that, but it's near a school, isn't it, or something?
Center for Troubled Youth.
Yeah. So they're going to wander out of their troubled, like, fucking meetings and see two gay guys sucking each other off.
Or just get fucked in the ass. Where'd Timmy go?
He's getting his double anal.
Yeah. That's their injections. Keeps them in check.
I just think, you know, it's not a hate crime. And let's be honest, though.
No.
Two men fucking still has more stigma to it than a man and a woman fucking, or a woman and a woman fucking.
And he didn't call them fags or anything like that. So how is it a hate crime? They're
no
gay. He called
faggotry.
Them gay.
See, I think
no
a lot of this would have been avoided if they had have just flew the gay flag or the great gay pride flag or whatever it was a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't
that.
Do that, so then precedent was set kind of thing.
I like the mayor's stance. You can't have that going on.
I think he's just indifferent. I don't think it's a hate crime, but he's not gay. He's an older guy. What the fuck does he care, really? He's
gay
just like,
people
eh,
just get uppity over anything. You could be like, I don't know if I like rainy days because they make rainbows and shit. You don't like rainbows? Oh.
Except that's usually not what their voice is like.
Yeah.
Again,
you don't
like
rainbows? Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with you?
Some of them are domineering.
Yeah.
That's
not
true.
Not that I know.
Yeah.
I've been told.
But one of the dudes that actually has a shop in Truro, he has a costume shop. And, like, regular costumes, not, like, gay fucking bondage costumes.
And, fucking Baldo costumes.
He's making a complaint, and he's saying that he feels totally offended, and that he's gonna take his business out of Truro, which is kind of a big deal, because this guy has, like a really great business. It's actually, like, the best costume shop in Nova Scotia.
It just looks like beads and necklaces by this picture.
Doesn't that guy sell porn and stuff in the back, though?
No.
Oh, no, that's that fireworks
That's
place,
the fireworks right? place. I went there for fireworks one time, actually. We moved a flag out of the way, and there was a whole bunch of wiggling dildos. And we were like, oh! And then she was like, can I help you? And I'm like, we were looking for fireworks.
He might be leaving town as well.
Yeah.
I have a funny feeling.
Yeah. If all the gay people leave, he's like, well, pff, The dildos will follow.
Nobody's going to need these ass rammers anymore.
People exactly. get them confused. They buy a big Roman candle. They think it's a dildo. They fire it up his ass. On New Year's Eve, they press a button and they think it's a firework, but all it does is just go... This big fleshy dick. This fleshy dick just does circles. It looks like a fucking worm coming out of the sand.
3 seconds until explosion. Yeah, that's on the dildos. Oh my.
His dildo will self-destruct.
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget's fucking so his chief.
They're turning... They're turning this into a big deal, but really, the mayor just wanted people to stop fucking atop a road, which I think is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that,
yeah.
in my opinion. No. If it was on any other street that wasn't secluded, they wouldn't be allowed to do it, so... Yeah.
They go into the woods, and they just, like, they fuck in the woods, and I guess, like, if you're driving around up there, you can just see two naked dudes come out of the woods with their dicks in each other's
hands.
Oh, I know
people who used to go up there. They'd just drive around.
Bag watching.
Yeah, just for fun. They would drive up there and, like, well, I don't know, we're just going to see if there's any shit going on. And then they would report back to me. Here's what we saw.
Keep an eye on the queers.
Like, yeah, tell me the story. Yeah.
Two counts of dick sucking. About a million counts of buggery. Fucking each other in the ass. There was a train of them at one point. There's 10 of them pumping in the ass. We thought they were doing the
It's like a bicycle built for 10, but there's no bike. There's just a bunch of dicks and
just
butts.
Dicks and asses.
Tons of
It's
dicks
like they're doing
butt.
That. What's that dance when you put your hands on
the Congo line?
Yeah, it's a Congo line. Yeah. It's just a cock line. Yeah. I couldn't think anything clever, so
no,
that
was
just
very good.
What it is.
That's all right. We forgive you. So, speaking of people that are kind of suspect in their ways, we found some sexy pictures of Dennis Rodman. I don't know what. I was going to say I don't know what possessed him to do these, but I guess he's been this way the whole time. He basically goes to cross-dressing clubs, and he dresses up like a total fucking... like a
woman. He was on Oprah recently and said the last time that he did that, where he wore that dress with a book sign, and he was paid, but I don't think that's probably true anymore.
Was that when he wore the wedding dress, or was this a different thing?
No, that was the one he wore the wedding dress.
Okay, yeah. I remember.
He said that somebody paid him $1 million for that.
Yeah, the guy likes to be a character. I mean, it's only... the next logical step, really, from him just being
crazy. He's
kind of
fallen
out
of the limelight, so...
Yeah, he had to do something.
He was always kind of like the rock star of the NBA, though, you know what I mean? He was always getting into fucked up shit, and he was fucking with Carmen Electra. There's actually a basketball card of him.
And Madonna.
Where his dick is hanging out of his shorts. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
I couldn't find it.
Unfortunately.
he's going up for a layup or something, and his huge dick is just like hanging down by his knee.
He played...
That's weird.
Commando.
Because, like, yeah, most people wear the compression shorts.
The cock holders.
This was back in the 90s, though. I'm not sure if those were even out.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, the shorts were really short then, too, so it's like...
Rodman's dick is just so long that, like, not even a pair of shorts underneath can stop
it
from sneaking out.
It'd be awesome if who worked for Upper Deck photoshopped that in.
Yeah.
Lexington Steel meets Dennis Rodman.
Changes his pubic hair to, like, neon green. Aha! Special.
Or on the topic of cross-dressing... When I was younger, I used to think RuPaul was a girl. When I was like 8, because I didn't understand that people did that.
That's reasonable.
I remember being like 8 and being like, who's she? And then I found out that she was a he with a monster cock under there, and that ruined it for me.
I didn't even know who RuPaul was until you mentioned it like a year and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah. I had no idea.
I've known for a while. And actually, one of the main streets by Crystal Palace out in Moncton is Paul Street, but they have it in French too, so it says RuPaul. And every time I saw it, even as like a young chap, I'd be like, RuPaul.
A young chap.
What the fuck? Did you have like a big like engineer's hat and like cut off mittens?
Yes.
I'm an overalls. I'm a chap. Yeah. Drive a steam powered car.
Exactly.
He was a chap.
Yeah.
There's
but
a lot of cross-dressing
actually,
around.
While we're on the subject of cross-dressing and women and men, I remember I was on the internet and I saw the pictures of this girl and I hit on her for a long time and it was one of May's friends and all of a sudden May goes, "So, have you seen her dick?" And I was like, "I said what?" I said what? She goes, "You knew she had a dick, right?" And I was like, "No." She goes, "Oh, I thought you didn't mind." I was like, "What?" I was like, "Appreciate that, May." Jesus Christ.
She just assumed that you didn't mind.
Yeah, you don't mind if your girls have dicks,
it would
have
been like that scene at a Train Spotting. Remember this, when he's in the back car with the girl and he's feeling her up and he goes down and grabs a cock and he just gets out and freaks out. What the fuck?
Yeah.
He starts kicking shit.
Asians do pull off the tranny thing better than North Americans, though, I will say.
Yeah.
What's with the Brazil? What's with the Brazil trannies?
Yeah.
It's always like in
Brazil.
They do
it for sport down there.
Trannytrick.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
Official plug there.
Yeah. We plug tranny sites.
And we plug trannies.
Yeah. They better start sponsoring their site or something if we're going to start fucking bringing our traffic in. So, speaking of other gay stuff, this is how we start our show. Apparently, just lots of gay talk.
Just gay it up.
But this next story is about coming out late in life, like how you can be gay for your whole life and not really come out until like you're 40, 50, 60. So I'm just going to cue it up here. It says, Howard Sleekman knew that he had been attracted to men since the age of 8, but in his 20s, he still planned to marry a woman and have children with her. When he brought his fiance to see a psychiatrist, the young woman was optimistic, even though she knew that Sleekman was gay. So long story short...
She was optimistic, even though he was gay?
Yeah.
Like, they're getting ready for sex, and he's sucking his own dick? Yeah. What are you doing?
He's jerking off in the mirror to himself.
I don't believe this guy, because he has to be at least bisexual.
Yeah.
You know, like...
At that point, it's just... If you don't come out till, like, 60, you're probably just bored of pussy and like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, or somebody hit you over the head with a frying pan. Yeah. That turns you gay. Yeah.
You start seeing stars and birds and cocks. Yeah.
You start swatting at them, then you grab one cock, and you're like, hey, this isn't so bad.
It's all right, and you jam it in the mouth.
Yeah, so 36 years later, at the age of 61, he finally went public with his gayness. You know, if he really is, like... definitely 100% gay, then he's been gay his whole life. It's not like he's just coming out now. So so he kept the secret for a long time. It's not that big of a deal.
Back when he was our age, that wasn't acceptable.
Yeah,
that's true.
So
now it's the in thing.
Yeah. He just wants to be popular with like the young crowd.
And girls.
Gay too. Yeah.
If it's an easier way for him to meet women.
This is all a front.
Yeah.
If you want girls, you just be really, really gay. And then you can pretty much fuck them and be like, oh, yeah. It's just a fuck thing.
Yeah.
And just pretty fuck much. Them and bust your nut and then go, gotcha, bitch!
I love that!
I love pussy!
He's got a good thing going because he has fucked girls in his lifetime, so they already know.
He's a handsome man. I'd probably lay him out, give him a good fucking.
He does kind of have a case of gay mouth, though. Look at his smile.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are pretty rosy lips.
Yeah. Sucks in me.
Oh, wow, there's another girl. What to say about her? Do you have that? The girl who was married to men 3 times?
I've been married to men 3 times, but recently told fans she's been dating women.
Most women have a little hint of lesbian in them anyway.
I agree.
I've found.
Well, it's because that, like...
It gets some attention.
Even as a... No, well, even as a woman, fuck, you can't really think guys are, like, their body's that attractive. Like, women are just a hell of a lot sexier than men.
I'll agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Sorry, that's the straightest thing I've ever said. I love big dicks in my mouth. I would clear that up. So, yeah. Does anyone else have anything gay to say before we, you know, kind of move on?
I think it's time for a break, personally.
Let's take a break and we'll be
back. Let's go get some fucking pussy.
Hey, this is Mischief the Misfit, and you're listening to Background Noise from the guys at RedMatterSite.com. And check me out at MySpace.com/MischiefTheMisfit. Yeah!
So, have you ever been sexed, guys? Sexed messaged? Not actually messaged. Like, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I have for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
My cell phone is something I don't even pay attention to.
You never got those ones I sent you?
No.
I've sent you some pretty sexual ones. Messages before.
Yeah. Me and him
I get
both.
The text ones, like when people draw a penis and balls out of slashes and like brackets. That's sexy to me.
With the capital D on the end for the dickhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've
little
sent
squigglies.
That a couple times.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't even know if my phone can do pictures. I call with it and usually leave it places.
That shit is distracting, too. If you get, like, a really crazy sext,
yeah.
I don't know. It throws off your whole fucking day because that's all you can think about after that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You might be sitting somewhere and it's inappropriate. You start to get kind of a boner. I don't know.
Yeah. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. It's 8 happen. In the morning at work and you get a text that says, like, my pussy is so dripping. I want like, you inside great. Me. Like, fuck. I got to work 9 hours.
Yeah, I've never gotten anything that graphic. But,
the whole time your dick is just on swole. Fucking swelled up. You're walking around trying to help customers and they're just staring at your cock.
So it says nearly 1/6 of teens who own cell phones have received nude or nearly nude images via text message from someone they know, according to a new survey on sexting, the Internet and American Life Project. So, like, from someone they know, I like how they threw that in there. It's not some crazy man like, blah, 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 takes a picture of his dick and sends it to some random.
Yeah. Check out these pictures of my dick. Some of these people are crazy, too. Like, once you send a guy a picture of you naked, they're going to use it against you at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I got a friend at work. He's showing me shit all the time on his phone. Check out this girl's tits. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because if you send it to one guy, 1,000 are going to see it.
Yeah. Unless you have, like, Unless you're exchanging sex messages with an honest Christian man.
I can't wait to try to make a child tonight, because that's the only reason we're fucking.
Did you wash the sheet with the hole in it?
I've got to keep it clean.
Every now and then it comes out with great success for us. Like, I'm glad I've seen Vanessa Hudgens naked. I'm just going to put that out there.
Or Rihanna.
Or Rihanna. We'll throw that out there. Anytime celebrities want to get naked and take pictures of themselves.
Rihanna needs to fix her hair, man. I'm fucking furious.
Luke just finished telling me that he would not fuck Rihanna because of her hair.
I would fuck her, but it would be angry. I'd be like,
just put a helmet on her.
He would hate fuck her.
I'd put a Viking helmet on her.
Chris Brown style.
I'd fuck her with an oar, and she'd have a Viking helmet on. No wonder he hit her. He probably just looked at her and said, fuck, I hate her hair.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of you mouthing off at
That's me. What sent him into that senseless rage.
You look like a neutrino, bitch. He just clobbered her into Dimension X. You fucking dummy.
Google neutrino if you don't know what Luke's talking about, and you'll be like, her hair
looks like a fucking Dairy Queen vanilla cone.
It does.
A fucking swirl. I hate her. I want to bite her head. Take a big chunk out of it.
It doesn't bother me. I'm sorry.
It does bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd still have sex with her.
Yeah.
No strings attached.
Yeah.
I'd have cum strands attached to her fucking face, jerk. That's what I'd say to her.
That's reasonable.
Well said. Older teens are more likely to send sexual images through text messages than younger teens. 4% of the 12-year-olds, goddamn, reported sending sexually suggestive images by text, while 8% of 17-year-olds reported to text.
How does a 12-year-old send a sexually suggestive image? What is it?
Yeah. There's
a picture of their dick with no hair on it and no balls. Yeah. It's just a dick. It looks like a stick stuck in the mud. That's all it is.
It's disturbing.
I'm glad I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so independent now, and with phones, you can do anything.
If I had a daughter and I found out some fucking guy was sending her pictures of his dick, I don't know.
Yeah,
that guy probably wouldn't be alive much longer.
No,
cut his dick off.
Can take pictures of it,
shove it in his mouth, and take a picture of that and post it on redmattersite.com forums.
Get her account.
That's
shut
the best
down.
Form of revenge: exposing them.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But from my understanding that. If somebody sends these people like pictures of themselves, they could be brought up on charges.
Really? The person that takes them?
Child pornography.
Because
I've seen news articles about that. Though.
Well, yeah.
This is like between,
yeah, but the same thing.
Are you talking about like if a teacher is like in class and he takes a picture of his dick and sends it to the girl in the front row and just winks at her? Melissa, wink, wink. She's looking at fucking Mr. Jackson's big dick. And then she fucking just sees it to everybody in the school. Yeah. And everybody has this big dick.
That actually happened. I know of a story in Bible Hill Junior High where these two girls took pictures of themselves naked and then went around the whole school.
As it should.
Yeah.
Why didn't I hear about this?
Yeah, if you take pictures of yourself naked, they're going to be spread around.
And I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure that I've seen an article where like a 17 or 16-year-old or something is like on the sexual offenders list now because she sent pictures of herself to her.
Because you can't control what you're receiving to your phone, right?
Yeah.
It's her taking the pictures and sending them to you. So if any 16 or 15-year-olds want to send me naked pictures, I mean, whatever.
That's on you.
That's cool.
He's just throwing that up.
Dev's like, fuck. Oh, way to twist that into something horrible and awful. I'm just joking.
What about like phone sexing and cyber sexing?
I never understood that.
No, because that could be a guy. You know what I mean? But if you just take over.
Well,
what about? Let's start with phone sexing first.
Yeah.
You never had like you never been talking on the phone. I'm not talking a full out session.
Yeah.
But you call your girl and she's.
Definitely have because obviously I was in a long distance for a while, so you know. Yeah. You take what you can get.
Did you ever jerk off while talking on the phone and actually come? Because I don't know how people do that.
I jerk off on the phone with you sometimes. I'm not thinking about you.
Oh, okay. So I just called a
you
bad
haven't
time.
Been calling, and I don't want to hang up on you because that'd be rude.
What's going on, man? Why are you talking like that?
I'm just Joe, you're still coming over.
Derek, are you on a carnival ride?
Yeah.
You fucking on the backseat of a bus going down a dirt road?
Yeah. And there's some situations where it's just too awkward, but I mean, you know.
But I don't get how people get off. Like, you call 1-800 lines.
Yeah. No, if it was someone that I didn't know and shit, like, no, that would be weird. I couldn't do that.
Cyber sex is big business now. A lot of people are hooked on that.
I've definitely shown my dick to lots of people on the internet. It's up there. If you want to look hard enough, you're going to find my dick.
Derek's dick.
And it doesn't really bother me because it looks a lot like every other dick.
I remember being very young and trying to cyber. I didn't know what I was doing. It was on Diablo 1. This is a story I had. Fucking Diablo 1 came out in like 96. So how many years ago was that?
Yeah.
That's like
13.
I was like 15 or something. So that's crazy. I was like 11 or 12. I was in like grade 8 or 9. And I used to go in Town Square and chat with people. That was the chat room. Everyone would chat.
Yeah.
And I was Lord Deathstrike. Yeah. And then there's this girl I used to play with all the time. And then she made a new character, Lady Deathstrike. So I'd be in Town Square talking to people, and she would be suggestive to me and invite me into chat rooms. And I was like,
wait, 12. You played as Lord Deathstrike?
Yeah.
Dude, I was Lady Deathstrike.
Lady Deathstrike?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Shit.
It's a small world.
Sweet.
And anyway, it was stupid. I didn't get it. I'd be like, and she'd be like, come into this other chat room, because you could make your own chat rooms b.net. And I'd go in, and she'd just be like, your cock is really good. And I'd like, thanks.
Didn't somebody else we know have a really serious relationship on like an online game, EverQuest? Maybe.
I've known a few people that
marry somebody from EverQuest.
I don't know.
It's very possible.
Yeah. I'm pretty positive. I don't want to say his name.
I know one person that
it's either Cliff or Chance. I assume.
I don't want to say his name,
It was Cliff. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Cliff Legere.
So parents, if your 10-year-old kid is on like World of Warcraft, Lord Deathstrike might be out there.
Yeah. Luke is a sexual predator on Diablo 1 still.
Looking to sink his cyber fingers into your fucking kid's little ass.
It starts with, you know, talking about your sword and your armor. Yeah.
Hey, come into the chat room. I've got some new gear to give you.
Yeah.
I've got the King's Sword of Haste and the Godly Plate of the Whale. Which were big items at the time in Diablo 1. Anyway.
So
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
What do you guys think about babies?
I'm not fucking with it. Hate them.
Yeah. Have you ever
babies
thought about
are selfish. Like, they just cry, they shit themselves, they keep everybody up, and they're just all in all not good people.
Alright, well, our next story is about this sad story of a mother. Her name was Kit. Her name was Kit.
Look at that.
Isn't it fucking weird?
Oh my god.
Okay, this woman basically got sick and tired of seeing her baby so bald and said, it's never too early for my baby to start looking glamorous like Beyonce. So basically, she puts wigs on her baby and it looks fucking hideous.
It looks like a pug with a pimp's wig.
It really does.
It's like a little Al Sharpton.
It looks like Gary Coleman with Michael Jackson hair.
Like Cat Williams.
But the thing that pisses me off is like it's a little black baby and they put a head of like fucking Chinese hair on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. That bitch should have the fucking niglet should have an afro on it.
not a samurai wig.
Exactly. Oh man.
So that's babies.
That's just negligent.
That's child abuse.
That's your new word for the week, isn't it, Luke?
It is negligent. That's when some nigga shit is just negligent and wrong.
That's very appropriate for this baby.
Like, the baby got a weave. It's terrible.
Yeah, I just can't believe that they're actually trying to make babies look glamorous. That's totally ridiculous.
It's like, what better time to start making your baby look kind of attractive?
Time for you to find a man and get out!
Like, there's pedophiles out there that are probably just jerking their dicks till it's raw to this.
Most definitely.
That baby has a full head of hair. It's getting close. What's next? They're going to do its nails.
And the terrible thing is that baby's hair, it actually goes past her feet. Like, her hair is so long. Like, it's an adult's wig. It's not a baby wig. It's an adult's wig. And the shit is on the baby.
Yeah, they didn't even try to make it look proper.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a little tuft of baby.
Like a little princess.
And it looks is like that a fucking wig, like, glued on there? It looks like it's pretty attached.
Glued on.
Because sometimes they weave it into your own hair.
I hope it suffocates. I hope she leaves the wig on it and puts it in her little room to go for a nap. When she comes back, the hair is just crammed down its throat and it's fucking blue and not moving. Fucking stupid idiot.
That's highly likely.
Yeah.
You put a fucking wig on your baby, it deserves to probably die. God wants to take your child because he's like, you're not a deserving parent. I'm taking your child by choking it with its wig. Fucking baby looks atrocious.
You don't like babies very much, do you, Luke?
I'm fucking sick
like,
of
I've
babies.
Like, I've been reading your statuses on Facebook, and they've been pretty hateful towards
well,
babies.
Well, we've all discussed this on, like, true. Facebook. Like, someone gets pregnant, and they're like, oh, here's my belly pics.
Yeah. 13.5 weeks, 14 weeks, 14.25 weeks. Like, we don't need to see that.
Here's a crawling
I can make
out of
a flip
vagina.
Book of some girl's stomachs.
Yeah. They take a picture every day. Here I am 2 hours after Jerry cummed in me.
Or it's like, some girls will be like, 2 months pregnant, like, this is my 2 month pregnant belly, and it's like, no, you're just fat.
Yeah.
And then you like, see no more updates. Yeah. And you ask them what happened. Yeah. And they're just like, I didn't have the baby die.
It's like, you don't start showing that early. Sorry.
No.
You just ate a lot of food today.
Yeah. How bad would that be if they started a book and then they just stopped suddenly and was like, what happened, girl? We were all waiting for your baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Post just, those updates soon. Well.
I had somebody recently send me a message on MSN and asked me if I wanted to see a picture of their new nephew. And I was like, you know what? I'll pass.
Yeah.
It's a complete stranger's baby. And then she was like, you're so rude. What are you talking about? And I sent her a Googled image of another baby, and she was like, what's this? And I was like, it's a baby. And she was like, whose? I was like, I have no fucking clue. But it'd be the exact same as you sent me the pictures of your
exactly.
nephew.
Exactly.
It's the same shit.
Like, people just take babies too seriously.
Yeah. And you shouldn't, because all they do is shit themselves and go,
exactly. Yeah.
They're fucking jerks. It's babies true. Would make good footballs. Look at that face. Look at it. I can't footballs. Stand a baby. I'm sure, like, maybe someday if I have a baby, my opinion might change. But until then, fuck babies.
Yeah. And look at the guy holding it. He's not even wearing a shirt.
And look at his hands.
Step your game up.
Look at his hands. He's got, like, fucking
he's
hairdresser
look
hands.
At his chest. He's got baby powder on his chest.
this got must be his wife's up. Hand here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they're two totally different sizes.
Well, he could have a foot for a hand.
Yeah.
It is possible.
That's the next story. When you push next on this page, it's like, and that same guy has one really tiny hand.
Tiny hand.
I grab him with my strong hand, child.
My feet are strong.
Yeah, so we're all in a, we agree about babies?
Actually, you know what? That baby's wig looks like it might be made out of horse hair. It actually looks like a horse's mane.
It does.
The black stallion.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
And I think our buddy David Chamberlain might know where to find a horse. Do you know why?
Tell us.
Because he fucked tell. One. The story is David Chamberlain, 71, was spotted in a field with a horse's head in his groin by the animal's owner. The witness was shaken and disgusted by what he saw, and he picked up a stick and struck the defendant. He's like, hey, don't do that to the horse.
And, you know, this guy had to see the person coming with the stick, but he wanted to finish really fast. Yeah. Like, come on, come on, come on.
Suck me.
Here's the thing, though. He must not have ever seen a horse eat, because a horse is one of the last animals I would want to put my dick by.
Yeah.
Have you seen those chompers?
Yeah.
It's like Tiger true. Woods' mouth.
I wonder if he put molasses teeth. On his dick or something.
What I'm wondering, though, is
salt.
Salt
lick.
Mineral salt.
I'd punch the teeth out of the horse first, so then it was just like horse gums.
Or fuck its ass.
Maybe it was just a really old horse.
I don't understand why he wanted to hit the guy with a stick.
Well,
I mean,
bestiality is enraging. He probably was blinded by his
rage. We were
go call the police or something. Don't go over and fucking smash the guy with a stick.
Most farmers are pretty tough, you know? Like, if you see someone fucking with their horse, they'll pick up a stick and bash it.
What's he going to do? Call the police and just watch this guy getting his dick sucked by
oh, this
he's or, almost done.
Or okay, like, that's see, my bitch.
I thought that David Chamberlain owned the horse.
No, he's the one with getting a blowjob.
His last name is Chamberlain. He's a Wilt Chamberlain of horse fucking. He just travels from field to field fucking farm animals.
He's fucked.
That's a little different than the animal's owner actually.
Yeah,
hit the
farmer
with
the
stick.
Was the guy. Okay, that he's like, "Why are you doing this to my horse?" And he bashed him with it. It says he was given a sexual offenses prevention order, which means he cannot have unsupervised contact with anyone under 18 and is banned from
or a horse
banned from owning or being around animals.
Well, that's reasonable. But why is he banned from being around people under the age of 18? He's not interested in people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's you know,
yeah, really,
he's 71 years old.
That's kind of a weird law, though, to pass.
You're not allowed at a horse racing track or this kind of thing.
And no contact with animals.
$15 on number 7. Wait a minute. Aren't you the guy that got the blowjob from
got, like,
fucking
they got posters
Secretariat?
They got posters up in the thing, like, don't sell to this guy.
To the fucking horse fucker.
Looking at that picture, you could probably fuck a horse's nostrils. Their nostrils are pretty big.
And they'd be mucus-filled.
Yeah, it'd be kind of wet. Two of you, like two of us, we could take turns.
Double
there's,
team.
There's four of us, so two of us could go once.
Ass, mouth, two noses.
Yeah, we'll just fuck a... He was trying to get his dick sucked by a horse. Just take a second and close your eyes and picture this man sneaking across the field, petting the horse's mane, looking around coyly,
seducing it,
and then grabbing it by its ears and trying to fuck its mouth.
Exactly.
Its teeth are like a gate.
And our horse is pretty tall. Like how
and strong as hell. Like, you couldn't pull a horse's head down to your crotch. Like, he must have had, like, food sprinkled around his balls.
He stacked up some milk crates and stuffed his dick in there.
Yeah. Maybe he put like some carrots around his balls.
Yeah, he duct taped a carrot around the bottom. Yeah. Of
But here's the thing: when you feed a horse, you have to hold your hand flat,
or it'll
bite
your
fucking hand off.
Yeah.
So like putting your dick by its mouth is just stupid.
It is.
Just rape a person instead.
Yeah,
you're gonna
David
get in
Chamberlain
may as well.
Stop being a weirdo and just rape humans.
You'll get made fun of less.
The guy is 71. Maybe he just wanted to die.
Yeah, that's
yeah, and that's how
option.
He wanted to die. Yeah. A horse biting his dick off. It says the chairman of the bench, John Meredith, said Chamberlain caused stress to the owner and the animal itself. He put it in a very stressful situation. That horse was stressed out after he tried to fucking.
It was probably
dick.
A good change for the horse because other horse cocks are pretty fucking big.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, this isn't so bad.
Yeah,
this take a little
nice.
Nibble.
With its big chomper lips.
So I guess besides, you know, getting this guy his restraining order from horses and under 18-year-olds, they also had to get rid of the horse. And guess what happened to it?
There's a few
glue.
Options. Glue.
They melted
it
down
glue.
To glue and made it into wigs.
It's glue. Isn't that weird? Like... If I didn't hear about that, I'd be like, that's the last thing I'd guess.
Women's makeup, too. Lipstick has that animal.
I just want to mention one thing. I think it was you and me, we were talking about how it's fucked up that you can, like, kill and eat an animal, but if you fuck an animal,
yeah,
like, it's
you
wrong.
Go to jail.
An animal, some animals
and
might like
And you can
like
fuck
it.
Humans, but if you eat one...
That's a double standard.
You go to jail.
Yeah, that's
that is
wrong.
A double standard.
Like, you
we gotta
go
get
out
that changed, guys.
You could go out in the woods and fuck a raccoon in his ass. And it might just enjoy that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's possible.
Come on its little bandit mask.
Yeah.
This is
they got sharp teeth and claws.
You're allowed to be gay. Almost. You should be able to fuck animals, too.
Why not?
Sorry.
Well, they can't. They don't
gay
they don't
people
have consent.
Are outraged at that statement.
That was a hate crime.
Yeah. You're showing Mayor Bill Mills how to get it done.
That's how it's done. Fucking terrible. Yeah. I like it.
So my segue into the glue was about two women are accused of seeking revenge on a cheating lover by gluing his penis to his stomach. They've reached plea deals. 48-year-old Therese Zeman was accused of doing the actual gluing. She pled no contest on Monday to reduce charges of disorderly conduct and misdemeanor battery.
Wow.
I like the picture. The girl on the right is just
She's
like,
I did it.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
The other girl just looks like a tough bitch.
The weird thing is, like, they're sisters, so, like...
Well, what happened was the guy was fucking both of them, and they both found out, so they seduced him back to a hotel room. With this idea that he was going to have a threesome, and then they totally fucked him
How
over.
How dumb do you have to be if you're in that situation?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm fucking two bitches, and then all of a sudden, like, they come together, and they're like, come to our hotel, we're going to tie you up and have sex with you. I'm like, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they stole all his shit, too. They left him there naked with his dick glued to his stomach.
Maybe his dick wasn't glued.
Jesus.
Maybe he just came a lot. They just really rocked his shit, and he just came so much that his glue
they
stuck
had to surgically cut it off.
His belly button was filled in with cum. It looked like a little miniature skating rink for semen.
This is a real bad double standard, too, because if he had glued their pussies together, he would be in jail for the rest
Wait,
of his life.
Yeah. Do you mean glued them shut or glued their pussies together?
Both either or.
Yeah, both.
They're like, all right, scissor right now. Serve some, like, Elmer's glue.
He just dips a big, like, fucking... He's eating a popsicle. Then he takes a popsicle stick and sticks it in a big vat of, like, that concrete glue.
How these women avoid
it on
jail is beyond me.
I like how the district attorney's name is Ken Kratz. He could have a TV show called Kratz and Dogs. You remember that? Cats and Dogs?
Yes.
Cats and Dogs or whatever?
Wasn't there like Dr. Officer Kratz, the psychiatrist or something?
And there was Kratz Creatures.
The squiggly line cartoon, remember that one?
No.
That cartoon, it was drawn and everything was squiggly and shaky. It was like Dr. Kratz, psychiatrist or something.
I didn't see it.
I don't remember
Fuck.
That one.
Somebody out there in the video stream must know what I mean.
Make Bloop feel
whatever.
Like he's not a complete retard.
Yeah, so I don't.
And we're going to take a break and we'll be back shortly.
You're listening to Background Noise at www.redmattersite.com.
From Dicks to Christ.
From Dicks to Christ. That's the name of my biography.
He went on gay porn.
That's very fitting.
Yeah. It's true. So our next story is actually... it's probably going to raise the tension in this room because me and Devin are racist and whatever, but... A nativity scene featuring a dark-skinned Jesus, Mary and Joseph, that has gone on display in a Verona courthouse has created a heated debate in a city with strong links to Italy's anti-immigration Northern League party. The Christmas scene featuring a dark-skinned baby Jesus dressed in a red shirt and lying in a manger was the idea of Mario Giulio Cignola, I can't pronounce it, the chief of public prosecution in Verona. Thoughts?
I'm just glad I wasn't born in Bethlehem. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go on.
I'd have a life of taxi driving and or camel riding if I, if I had. So
camel taxi, maybe.
Just going to throw that out there.
Yep. I think that's reasonable.
We caught it.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty boring, too.
That's true.
Yep.
Podcast would probably be a little more boring.
Yep.
We wouldn't quite have the technology in Bethlehem.
So let's just get out of the way. Yeah, Jesus was brown.
He was.
It even says in the Bible. I don't even read the Bible, and it says in the Bible that he was what something like he had skin of bronze and hair of wool.
Yeah.
And you, as, and you every know time, how many times a motherfucker has touched my head and was like, "Oh, it feels like lamb's wool." Fucking white girls love that shit. I might just grow a big afro and just walk around town, and they'll just molest my head all day.
I'd really like to know how many of them have actually felt lamb's wool to compare.
Yeah, really.
Probably none of them.
None.
You feel like a lamb.
Great. Lambs don't get razor bumps sometimes when you shave them. Maybe they do.
So it says, history teaches us that baby Jesus and his parents were probably dark-skinned, the guy said. Then this nativity belongs to a universal Christmas tradition that brings together the whole of Christianity in celebration. Excuse me, sir? Since when do we use facts in religion? Not at all.
Never. Apparently that guy does. Yeah. Shit.
Why do these Italians hate bronzed people? Aren't they dark?
They are. They get called niggas too, I hear.
And other stuff too.
No, yeah, Italians and black people are at war.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Watch Prohibition era fucking documentaries.
Have you watched Jersey Shore? Oh yeah, there's no black people on that at all. Never mind. I stand corrected. Motherfuckers know to stay out of there.
Jesus was a black reptile, just so you know. And he wore red like the Bloods.
He was actually in a gang.
Tech Nine. Pretty much Tech Nine.
Well, where does this idea of Jesus come from where he looks like Charles Manson?
Yeah.
Basically.
That is a good point.
And
he does really look like strung out.
Been in the bottom of a lake for a few months.
He looks like fucking Jerry Cantrell, the singer in Alice in Chains. He doesn't look like someone I should be taking like spiritual advice from. He doesn't even have his hair cut.
It's true.
It kind of ruins the credibility of the Bible too, where your namesake is just fake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a white man.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, the church has done a lot of stuff to try and smooth over certain things to make it in their favor, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Another one of those stupid lies.
Let's just kidnap a bunch of black people and make Jesus white, and we'll call it even. White people.
Back in the day, whenever
white people had a problem to solve, like, hundreds of years ago, it's like, who can we rape and pillage? We haven't been over there yet. Let's go fucking club them over the head and fuck their women.
Well, if you look at if you actually read like all of history, that's pretty much all we've done.
Exactly.
Just take people's land, kill them, and rape them.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. And fool them with blankets that give people a really bad flu. Take these blankets to keep you warm.
These disease-ridden blankets.
Yeah. After a bunch of white people coughed on them and like rubbed them on their asses, we'll show Chief Blackfoot.
Well, I heard that those sailors who came to America first were fucking on them because they were all gay. That's where that gay Navy thing came from.
Yeah.
They were at sea for so long. Imagine how long it would take to sail from Europe to North America.
No amount of time of me sailing would be enough time for me to start fucking a guy.
10 years down the road, Derek's been in the Navy for like 5 years. We don't see him for a while, and he comes back, he's like, "Hey, boy."
Yeah.
There's always cum trickling out of the right corner of his mouth.
I'd either be really gay or have like the bluest and biggest balls in history.
Well, they thought the world was flat, so you might not have ever had to fuck anybody else for the rest of your life, so... I don't know. That's where Gatum came from.
This is what we do, people. We go from whether Jesus is black or white and give you history. See, we're knowledgeable.
Yeah, we're pretty smart.
We bring the truth out.
Speaking of nativity scenes and that kind of thing, remember that statue over by Derek's that you always wanted to take?
Little black kid. Oh,
that was I just drove by your house the other day.
Is it still there?
It was still there. I was like, man.
Let me just paint the picture.
It's like
a
minstrel.
Is it a black guy fishing?
Oh my god!
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. And he has like very black skin and like big red ruby lips.
Who was I with driving the first time that happened? And I was like, stop and go back.
Yeah.
And we like,
and I was
going to
get it for your birthday one.
And we went back. It was one of those minstrel statues that if you talked, you'd be like, "How you doing, sir?
Yeah.
Shine your shoes, for
catfish,
chicken."
Wow, and it's true, and it's funny because it's in this like medium fucking
white people
just hanging out like nice people, and then it's just plop right in the middle
of
the front yard.
But that's got to be the only reason they would put it out. Because you wouldn't just like, would you?
What possesses you to put that in the middle of your front yard?
It's so niggerish, though. It's not like a fucking like Barack Obama statue or like a real looking black person. It's the cartoon one.
Yeah. And they didn't have anything else around the house. It's just that one statue in the center of their lot.
This'll teach them. Okay. Is it still there? I want it.
Oh, it's still there.
I fucking want
it. It's all yours.
It is all mine. Now everyone knows what to get me for Christmas. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't give people ideas. People start looting our fucking home.
Well, actually, coincidentally, the house right across the road from them is a police chief.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
He probably wouldn't mind if you stole it.
He might gave it to them. That was the housewarming gift. Put this black kid on your lawn. We're in Belmont.
It's all white people doing the crimes out there, so they think that'll scare them away.
Yeah.
It's a scare honky. They put a nigga out on the front lawn like, ah, black people! Run away!
It's funny because I remember my little brother had his friends over one time, and they're like white hillbillies, and they were watching Chappelle's Show, and every time Dave was poking fun at black people, they're like, that's so true. Yep, we hate them. I was like, are you guys that dumb? I'm like, good
Isn't
Lord.
That part of why Chappelle like kind of left comedy? Because people were coming up to him like, and they were taking the comedy the wrong way. And
he said that they were laughing at him and not with him.
Yeah.
That's awful.
You have to be pretty fucking stupid to think like, yep, he doesn't like
black. Wide nose, breathing up all the white man's air.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's like true. Honestly, it was like that. And then like everything, like even just like, they just say something and be like, oh, yep, that's how they talk. That's how they talk. It's just, I would just remember standing outside the room and thinking, wow.
But then when I come through Belmont, they're like, oh, Luke, man, what's up?
Oh, yeah. They're just like,
I'm one
closet
of the good
racists.
Ones. I'm what they call one of the good ones.
They're only racist if there's no black people around. Then as soon as there's a black person around, they're the coolest thing.
They do get pretty shocked when you go out there. Yeah. I remember driving around with my ex-girlfriend through Belmont, and we stopped at the store, and there's a car that pulled up beside us, and they looked over, and they like double took.
Yeah.
Because there's me and this black broad with me, and they're just like, what? Y'all must be lost. Yeah. Where the fuck are y'all from? It's hilarious. Scotty J says, Luke, you're white. I'm more of a high yellow, thank you. I'm a high yeller. I've come to terms with that.
So the guy says, it shouldn't be a white or black Christmas, only a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
sounds like a faggot to me.
That's an epic fail.
Yeah.
He planned that out for days.
Yeah, he had a publicist write that for him.
He was in bed and he woke up and was like, yes! Have a Merry Christmas.
And then he thinks once he says that, everything's going to be peaceful. This should take care of racism, right, guys?
And then the Italians are like, it should be an Italian Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should be a fucking plumber with a big fucking stupid mustache. He should be really hairy. He should be holding a bowl of pasta and not being productive, saving people at church.
So, do you guys celebrate Christmas, Tim and Luke?
I celebrate Kwanzaa, actually.
Kwanzaa?
Me too.
We're in the midst of Kwanzaa right now.
Oh, yeah. Merry happy Kwanzaa, guys.
We've got our straw mat and our candles.
I've lit the 7th candle already. I couldn't tell
myself. There's candles in Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Okay. I celebrated
it. So, it's pretty close to Judaism, then.
I don't know.
No.
No.
The funny thing is...
Well, there's just candles.
No. The funny thing is, a white man taught me everything I know about Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
I had that white teacher in African-Canadian studies class who was like, yeah!
Mr. Keaveney.
Yeah, we can make changes.
Keaveney?
Yeah.
He was
I played hockey with that guy.
He
was
our African-Canadian studies
I liked
teacher.
Him for a teacher, but it was so funny because he was more passionate about black people shit than I was.
He loved black people.
He really did. He was out there. He's like, I could not do wrong in that class. I could do anything. He's like, yeah.
Yeah. Because if you got kicked out of an African-Canadian studies class, it would be like, great, we just lost our one black student. Like, I might as well fucking put cartoons on for the rest of this shit.
I got in trouble because I mouthed off this big-footed bitch in my classroom one time because she was being rude. And I got kicked out. And then he talked to me. And I just made up some story like, she was laughing when we were talking about slavery. He's like, that's out of line. And then she like had to apologize to me. I took my niggardom to new levels with that one.
Played the race card.
Oh, totally.
Oh, shit.
It was that big-footed bitch. I'm not going to say her name, but remember the one in creative writing who lipped me one time? I told her that she had
yes.
Her sandals. This bitch's sandals are like snowshoes.
No word of a lie. Her feet were like 13s.
She can ski barefoot.
Was she tall to her? She just had big feet.
She was a giant.
Yeah.
I see her around sometimes.
Her mom was a teacher. I was permanently banned from her class.
Wow.
She was a substitute teacher in my law class every Friday, and I had to sit in the office every Friday.
Holy shit.
She refused to teach me.
I was the same in Ocean's class. We were like 2 weeks into the year, and my Ocean's teacher was like, you're not going to be able to pass this year. And I'm like, it's 2 weeks in. Can I turn it around? She's like, no, there's no chance. And she's like, well, I was like, well, what do I do? She goes, go sit in the back hallway and read a book. And I was like, all right.
That's what that happened to me in French class in grade 10. And I had to sit in the back and just be an asshole. And I, like, she'd pass the sheets out to everybody. And I just stopped getting sheets one day. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She's like, you know you don't want to do this shit. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That wasn't my French class, because I did the same thing, I think, in grade 11. Must have been grade 11 whenever I did that.
You got kicked out?
No, not got kicked out, but I just said I'm not doing this anymore and just sat in the back of the class and did nothing
shit.
All day.
Devin! Fuck.
It was French class, too.
Wow.
Fuck but, French.
Yeah.
What have they contributed to society that's useful, really?
Yeah.
Not deodorant.
No, that's definitely true.
Frog legs? I've never had frog legs. What's up
Georges St-Pierre.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That's
we'll give him,
yeah,
that's we'll it, give him though. That.
French girls are sexy.
He is the Jesus of the French people.
Yeah.
French girls aren't sexy at all.
They are when they're all
shaved.
They
don't shave their armpits.
When they're Canadianized, they're cool. I'm not talking about, like, go to Paris and, like, start fucking a hairy armpit. I ain't on that shit.
Well, you know, I have nothing against French people.
just like, I hate them. They're useless. They've never done anything. I've got nothing against them.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
We jump from intolerance of Jesus' skin color to a 98-year-old that murdered a 100-year-old.
Speaking of intolerance,
no, there's not. Except that the 98-year-old and the 100-year-old are probably from... They probably owned a few black people in
that
time.
How would you muster the strength at 98 years old to kill somebody?
I know.
Well, honestly, you're killing a 100-year-old person. How do they muster the strength to fight back?
That would be an epic battle, really.
What's the little blurb?
All you'd have to do is, like, push your walker to them and they'd fall over.
Yeah. Get the blurb out of the way so people know what the fuck we're...
A 98-year-old woman was indicted Friday on a second-degree murder charge that alleges she strangled her 100-year-old nursing home roommate after making the victim's life a living hell because she thought that the woman was taking over her room.
That's all you have left at that point.
You know
your
what?
Room.
If you're that old, killing somebody is really not a concern. They're not going to put you in jail.
No.
Well, she probably wasn't really in a very good mental state.
They
so.
Can't. They actually can't even bring her into court because she's mentally, like, gonzo.
There's no point in sending her to jail or anything.
No.
It's fine.
No.
Let her die.
And the person was 100. They didn't have much time left anyway.
You know what?
Exactly.
I bet you the family was kind of relieved because I'm just going to say it. Like, we've all had that... Well, a lot of people have had that relative who's really old and
refused
like,
to die.
They just refuse to die, and they're just being a burden. Like, you hate to say it because it's like your family, but you're like, fuck, I wish this motherfucker would die.
Yeah. So we'll just send a 99-year-old to go around and fucking finish everybody off for us.
They probably sent her thank you cards.
Yeah.
Now that 100-year-old's family doesn't have to pay all those goddamn bills, they don't have to go visit Nana. She just sits there and mumbles.
I bet that her hands were permanently fused around her neck. When she first started to squeeze, yeah. Rigor mortis probably set into her hands.
Yeah.
Her body went into death mode. Like, yep, I think she's trying to die.
Yeah.
Like a gargoyle.
Finally.
That's how she mustered the strength. She, like, caused her heart to stop.
So her arthritis seized her hands together.
I would have loved to have seen that.
That would have been a pretty disgusting scene to walk in upon, like a 98-year-old and a 100-year-old yeah. woman in their nightgowns trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
It just smells like piss and that flower perfume that old women use all the time.
Yeah, because you do void your bowels when you die.
Oh, so she's shit everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Piss just sprayed all over the lady.
And at this age, let's face it, they don't have to be dead to be pissing and shitting themselves. I guarantee you, like, they were not in the best condition. If you brought them in to trade them in... Wouldn't get very much money for them.
Casual clunkers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. So, I mean, you don't put a 99-year-old in jail. You fold them up and fucking throw them in a box somewhere. In an attic.
They probably didn't even do anything, really.
Yeah.
They probably just cremated that other woman and then went on about their business.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't even be worth the legal costs.
Exactly.
Like, it would cost taxpayers so much money just to go through this... The court case.
By the time
it
went to trial, they'd be
woman.
Dead anyway.
Yeah.
They can't handle that.
3 years
stress.
Later, please rise.
They
start playing
zombie.
Thriller by Michael Jackson and bring her back for the court trial.
a light show happens. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep this bitch alive.
It's the first zombie versus zombie in court. That'd be pretty exciting.
Oh, man.
I wonder if they have security footage of that. Like, I wonder how it looked. Like, since they're both probably equally strength, I wonder if the struggle still looked really real or if it was just some old lady shit, like, done and done.
Yeah.
Because strangling someone's... That's personal. That's a really personal way to kill somebody.
It probably takes a long time.
Yeah.
And it was because she thought she was taking over the room. It's like, you son of a bitch!
Okay, so it says she was found with a plastic bag tied around her head, so...
Oh, god damn.
Okay.
It's not quite the same, you know, hands on the throat kind of thing we were thinking
of. Well, that's weird. Foul play.
Yeah, that is. Like, she went out of her way. Like, that's a murder now.
Yeah.
It went from, like, two crazy old bitches, like, strangling each other to... Wow.
Pulls out the Sobeys bag.
Yeah.
Really thought about
it. It's like some Manhunt shit. Ever play Manhunt when you can put the bag on people? And
I bet you it was actually one of the workers who killed that woman. It's like, yeah. fucking hateful bitch. Yeah. I'm going to tell this crazy woman it was her who did it.
And then they bring the 99-year-old into a closet. They're like, listen, you old motherfucker, I will kill you if you say a word.
Yeah. Like in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Can I have a glass of warm milk? It helps me go to sleep.
You can have a nice warm glass of shut the hell up.
The Mista lady.
Oh, shit.
That's exactly what happened. I know it.
Yep. Old people should die.
My Matlock skills are telling me.
Yeah. Your fucking sixth sense, like Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah. Oh, Steven Seagal. Shit.
So, another way to die is by doing a ton of drugs, which I'm sure these old ladies were probably on drugs as well.
But, oh, yeah.
To keep them alive.
They were
alive,
on some shit.
Not to kill them.
You know, I'll wait for you to finish the blurb and then.
The blurb is. In the long and tortured debate over drug policy, one of the strangest episodes has been playing out this fall in the United Kingdom, where the country's top drug advisor was recently fired for publicly criticizing his own government's drug laws. How dare you argue against the government? They're always right, you idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that ranking showed with numbers that he was fired for saying out loud that overall alcohol is far worse than many illegal drugs. So is tobacco. Smoking pot is less harmful than drinking, and LSD is less damaging yet. So they're saying the fact that alcohol and tobacco are legal doesn't really make sense when things like acid aren't.
I don't think that you could throw acid into that equation.
I, in my totally opinion, think you could. I've experimented with acid very much in my day. And all you do... I mean, if you're an idiot, like the way they portray acid on... shows on Degrassi, I'll use as an example. We all remember Degrassi. Remember the guy who he took
Drizzy.
He took five hits of acid and tried to like jump off a bridge.
Yeah,
he could fly. If you take like a bunch of hits, yeah, you might do something stupid. You might. Then you take one or two, you're just gonna laugh and be up all night.
Yeah, but like the long term effects of acid, I don't think are comparable to like tobacco. Like if you took acid every day, you know what I mean.
Well. What long-term effects? I mean, tobacco, you get lung cancer, and drinking, you
acid
fuck your liver.
Your spine and
acid
fucking,
just
yeah.
makes you
fuck. Yeah, but I mean, either way, you're going to fuck yourself over in some way.
Yeah, but this guy's point was that it was safer. And I don't know
I
if
still
you could
think
throw
it
acid
would be
in
safer.
There. It's possible, but it's made out of chemicals.
Also, I don't know if he's thinking like...
Good argument. It's made out of chemicals.
For what I got from the article, he means like how many people do it now and how much those drugs are costing people. Compared to like alcohol and tobacco, because I'm sure that drinking and smoking cost taxpayers way more than all the other drugs.
Well, I think you have to look at the drug itself and also the use of the drug and also the person using the drug. You know, there are different variables. I mean, it's not cut and dry. You can just say this is worse than this, you know, because different things affect people differently.
No, that's very true. I agree with this point.
Alcohol is definitely dangerous.
Binge drinking, like, which is what everybody does when they get hammered, is really hard on your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But could you scroll down a bit, Dev? There's actually like the figures. It says right there. It says heroin is the worst. Oh, darn.
Darn.
I might not make it to next week, guys.
I'm on a pretty slippery slope here.
And then cocaine. So
what is that third one? Barbiturate. What the hell
barbiturates.
Is that?
Barbiturates. Those are pills. That's like horse
when
tranquilizers.
You get your haircut.
No.
I think like those are PCP? Horse tranquilizers, I believe. Yeah.
Wow.
Street methadones.
So let's see who's reached the highest on this list. Oh, I guess it's alcohol. I was going to say, like, which one of us is the fucking most horrible human?
I'm not on that list at all.
I've never done heroin.
Yeah,
I've tried just about everything else out there. Sorry, Mom and Dad. But this nigga crazy!
You've tried street methadone?
I've experimented. Okay, maybe not everything.
What about... benzodiazepines.
Benzodiazepines.
Yeah, you've definitely done those.
I've tried those.
Yeah.
Amphetamines.
What about buprenorphine?
See, the thing is, all this shit has like all these long like medicine names. I just know the
solvents.
Shit is, you know.
Solvents. Solvents. That's where my scale stops. I found the one that works the best
the
for me.
The old Belmont special.
Yeah.
So they have...
turpentine.
I notice ecstasy is way down there.
Yeah. And GHB, the date rape drug.
Yeah.
People get date raped, but...
You know, GHB used to be legal as a health food supplement.
Really?
It helps you relax and sleep.
Wow.
What is it?
It's like, it just makes you pass out if you put something, like, it's a date rape drug. It's what they pour in people's drinks.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That little solution.
Okay. When you see a guy going out of the club with a bitch over his shoulder, that's what he was using.
But it used to be fully legal. It was for sale in stores until, like, 2000.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, until people started using it for rape.
Yeah, I guess. Like, that's kind of pathetic.
One person ruins it for everyone.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could. There's a lot of stuff that you could use it. Like, I'm sure you could use it positively for a lot of shit. Like, I mean, like, I have anxiety attacks. I'm sure a lot of these drugs would probably help in low dosage.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I don't think smoking a crack rock would probably lower your anxiety.
There's spiders on there. You're going to the circus? Try this. Yeah.
Overall, though, they're saying alcohol. I mean, this is. Been an argument for a long time that they're saying alcohol is just very, very dangerous. More dangerous than a lot of things, which it is. People do more stupid shit on alcohol than a lot of other things, I would say.
I think it's just that people don't respect alcohol as much as other drugs. Like, a lot of people will do the other drugs, but only in low doses or every once in a while kind of thing, whereas with alcohol, they just don't think it's a bad thing, so they go out and get hammered and do stupid shit anyway.
Yeah,
If you drink till you pass out, you could die every time.
Yeah.
Nobody all things drinks. Considered, though, like considering how many people we know drink and how many people in Halifax drink,
yeah,
that's not bad.
You could drink and like wake up in a hospital on a gurney.
True story.
Care to share that one?
I had a little shindig at my house at the end of the summer. It was a really good party, and I ran out of liquor, and all I had left was a quart of Cuban rum.
Oh, shit.
Cuban B.
Yes, Cuban B.
And so, I don't know, I was feeling good. We busted it out and started doing double shots of this Cuban rum. And that's where my night ended, really. I blacked out after that. I don't really remember anything until the next morning when I woke up in the hospital on a gurney. Like the opening scene of Resident Evil.
Yeah. Were you strapped down? Or Carlito's Way.
No, I wasn't, but I had weird tape on my arms where they took my blood. My blood alcohol level was 0.66.
Jeez.
For all the science minds out there. Yeah. The legal level is 0.08. I was 0.66.
Holy
that's
fuck,
like eight times.
And the doctor
times
asked me if I tried to kill myself, and I was like, no. I was partying.
I was just drinking, nigga.
I did so much crazy shit that night, too, I don't remember. I slapped someone right in the mouth, like just like the Rick James episode of Chappelle
A guy
show.
Or a girl?
A guy.
Okay.
I tapped him on the shoulder in the drink line and then just came across his face.
Did you say one of the five fingers?
No, I don't even remember.
What did he say or do or react?
Nothing. He didn't
did
do
you
anything.
Know him?
Yeah,
he was just like
I used to work with him.
So he's just like, oh, that's just Tim being drunk.
Yeah, I guess.
Jesus.
Now, this night, didn't your little brother load your carcass into a cab and
he
send
did.
You to
him
the hospital?
Him and his friend. No, my girlfriend got in the cab with me,
yeah.
But I passed out and wouldn't wake up, so they took me to the hospital. They didn't do anything to me at the hospital, though. And I didn't have to go. We've all been there. I was just passed out drunk.
Yeah, I had to go to the hospital once. Off the moon juice.
Really?
I remember that.
I was in high school.
Tony
it was Walsh. It was like a Wednesday. I ate like nothing that day. I remember I had a boost shake, and then I was ready to have some drinks. Just because, you know, when you're young, anytime you can drink, you're just going to drink. Because it's like, fuck it. It's hard to get liquor. It's a good time. So we were drinking like tequila and orange juice, and we were drinking rum, just mixing all kinds of ill shit. And then someone shows up with a thing of moonshine. This is my first experience with moonshine. Anyone that knows moonshine, you can have two shots and be fucked. Yeah. I thought, I hadn't been sick ever up to this point, so I thought, fuck it, let's just mix a drink. So I start drinking moonshine and orange juice. They start going down. Water. Next thing I know, like, I fell down in a fucking puddle. I wake up in my friend's bathroom. They like half dragged, half like carried me to my house, and I knocked on the door and I fucking walked in and my dad's like, oh, hey, Junior. As soon as he said that, I fell on my face because I knew I was home. My mom came in, was bawling, like freaking, like, oh my God, what's wrong with him? My dad's just like, he's just drunk. You know?
Junior's just drunk.
The dad's on some man shit, like, oh, he's just drunk. So they fucking called 911 because they didn't know. It could have been something else, they just had to be safe. And the cops came and I fought like four cops, man. I was like fighting and swinging. A friend who lived down the street who has a police scanner said that he heard on the stand, like, we've got an African-Canadian male going crazy or whatever the fuck.
Wild out.
Just going crazy.
Niggas is wilding.
But, is wild
oh, they were, I remember it was so funny. I was fighting all of them. I was doing good because I was just drunk and wild.
I was doing good.
And I was. And then finally they held me down, and what I do is pretend, they're like, are you calm? I'm like, yes. Okay.
Yeah!
I freak out again. And then eventually they gave me a needle.
Man, you're lucky they didn't have a taser, because you totally would have been tased. Yeah.
But they gave me a needle or something. I remember feeling a needle go in me, and then I just fucking went out. Woke up in the hospital, opened my eyes. I remember I was like, where am I? I got to piss. So like someone had to put a cup under and let me piss into a cup.
Oh, you're lucky you didn't have a catheter.
Oh, that would have been
terrible.
I wish that you did have a catheter. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. I wish that you woke up strapped to a gurney with a big pair of nuts in your face. Motherfucker.
What nothing I could do.
Yeah. This is awful.
This is your punishment.
Like, embrace it. Embrace it.
But I thought you were supposed to help me at the hospital.
Anyway, just to finish it up quick. And then like the next morning, I remember like being wheeled out in a wheelchair because I just couldn't walk. And I went home. And I was drunk. I was so fucked up that I was actually drunk for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, me too.
I was off school. I wasn't at school for a couple days, and people were wondering about it.
I wasn't even normal until that Thursday, and I was scared until I consulted Luke, actually.
Yeah, I remember. Luke's a crazy motherfucker.
I was like, I know he's been fucked up before. Let me ask him how it feels. Yeah.
You know when you black out drunk like you do sometimes? Tell a bitch he looks like Bride of Chucky. Hurt some feelings, make someone cry. Piss on my floor.
Yeah, speaking of which, that's another funny drunken story. One time, me and Luke and somebody else, I can't remember, went to this party, and we were drinking dry ice, all of us.
Colt 45, too, I remember.
Yeah, and we got raging drunk, especially Luke.
Especially me.
Anyway, we got back to my house, and he passed out in my bed.
But you gotta first, you gotta say, like, I remember someone had a problem. Remember something had a problem, and then I was blind drunk. I don't even remember. I just remember one minute we're sitting there drinking. I'm beside Tim, and then Tim's like, "What?" And then someone's like, starting with Tim. I'm just drunk. I can't see. I'm like, "The fuck did you say?" I stand up and like put my fists up, like I'm gonna do something. I'm fucking wobbling like Glass Joe. Someone fucking banged me out because I was just drunk.
Totally knocked him out. His shoe even came off. His shoe stayed where he was standing.
That's the fuck. That's it. And when your shoe comes off,
he was laying face down in a yard for at least 10 minutes while the rest of the fight carried out.
I was beyond anything at that point. Like I couldn't even see. I remember putting my fists up and then I clued in how drunk I was and I put them down and I started walking away and then I felt it in the back of my head.
He was pretty big too.
Fucking drilled me in the back of my head.
It was a really complete sucker punch.
And then fucking
we retreated back to my lair.
Joe Buck fucking carried me. Yeah. Like the fucking bodyguard scene.
He did.
Because I was just knocked out. He's like, we can't leave this
Luke
motherfucker.
Rolled down
here.
The window of the taxi. He was yelling out shit like, I'm going to kill all you motherfuckers.
Because that's the best thing to yell. If you're being dragged away from somewhere, you have to yell like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
As long as you yell that last before anyone else says anything, you're good.
And anyway. We got back to my house. Luke was still fucked up, and he passed out in my bed. And I had a futon, too, and Joe was sleeping on that, so I had to sleep in my living room on the couch. And, like, I laid down, and, like, 5 minutes later, all I hear is, like, Joe, like, oh, what the fuck, man? And I walk in, and Luke is standing at the foot of my bed with his dick out, taking a piss all over my floor. And I was like, this is a literal quote. I was like, what the fuck is this? And he was like, this is drunk shit. He looked me in the eye, finished taking his piss, zipped up, and went back to sleep.
This is drunk shit.
Wow.
Holy that is shit. A true story.
That is fucking hilarious.
Joe woke up by feeling the sprinkle of mist on his face.
But you know what? I thought I was outside because the last thing I remember is falling down outside. So I just was waking up like, fuck, I can piss anywhere.
Well, yeah, you could for sure.
Was that a good enough explanation for you? This is some drunk shit where you're like, all right.
Well, yeah, no. It pretty much summed it up. Yeah.
didn't ruin the friendship.
Yeah.
Oh, and God. Before that, I remember him and Joe got into like a wrestling match, and I had like a 100 CD tower, and they totally mangled it. Like every one of my CDs was mangled, and it, like when Lucas fell back onto my CDs, it was like it was like he fell onto like a fucking bed of glass.
It's like a wrestling like
was like
a table.
Some ECW shit.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
Oh shit. Well, that's exciting.
So that goes to show you that alcohol can lead to some pretty silly
How about
things.
Me and Devin share some of our drunken stories? One time.
That's not the only time I pissed on the floor. I did it again. Yeah. Did I ever tell you that? I did it again like last year when I first moved into my new place. I was fucking drunk and I woke up and I pissed on my roommate's floor. He's like, what are you doing? So people, if I'm ever
down
drinking at
Alpac?
Your house, that's what I do. Huh? I piss on people's floors.
Well,
don't worry about it.
That's Exciting.
Yeah, don't worry about it if I'm pissed.
I once saw Derek eat baby food.
Yeah, that's true.
In a drug-induced rage.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if it was a rage. I was pretty happy.
No, well, that was a good time, really.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was interesting.
Yeah, we were a good group of the old fellas.
I remember walking down the stairs of your barn and being scared as fuck because there's no railing.
Yeah.
And it was like I was looking down the fucking gates of hell.
And we used to have wrestling matches up there, too.
Yeah.
Good times. Actually, was anyone there for the time that Brett and Cliff fought and Brett smashed Cliff in the face with a stop sign and cut his face open?
No, I wish I was, though.
Oh, my God, man. We used to get drunk and have wrestling matches up in the barn. And we used to, like, hit each other. You know, like if you hold a sign and you hit with the middle of the sign on someone's head, it's just kind of a clank and it doesn't hurt that much. Brett swung it sideways like he was throwing a frisbee and it hit Cliff right in his mouth and it busted his shit up. It cut his lip open like really, really bad and he had blood all in his mouth.
Over his lifetime, his lips have taken some pretty serious heat.
Yeah.
He...
Pause.
Yeah.
Cliff's... No homo.
Yeah, Cliff's lips have taken...
Imagine how bad that could have been if he swung that stop sign and it just cut his throat, and it was like a Japanese movie. His head just went back.
Oh, man. That ended the wrestling for that night, though.
Yeah.
Basically, that drug story was just an excuse to set us up to talk all kinds of shit about our disgustingness.
That makes sense.
That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I could rant and rave.
For sure.
It's true.
I could go to a rave and eat runts.
Swing around some colorful things.
I definitely could.
Get some drugs.
Not into the whole rave scene. Not going to lie to you.
No. Rave or rape?
Both.
Huh.
Well...
That's it. Just
I'll stick with the latter of the two.
Yeah.
I went to my first and only rave like last year, but it sucked because I had to work at 8 in the morning, so I didn't take any pills or do anything. I was down to do it because it was just a fucking crazy rave. And I was talking to this girl all night, and she was right skinny, but she just looked kind of good. She had like an orange shirt on. She had all these fucking like glowy beads on. She had rainbow bright socks up to her knees, and I just wanted to fuck her because she looked crazy.
Sailor Moon style.
Yeah, exactly. She looked like a fucking... Never mind.
It would have been a disappointment.
Like
a
what?
No,
like rainbow bright?
Yeah, I was going to say she just looked right young. Which just sounded really bad.
That's reasonable.
But she did. I remember asking to see her ID, actually. And she showed me, and she was like 18. I was like, cool, we can fuck later, maybe. But then I didn't, because I had to work early, and I was like, your pussy ain't worth that.
Nope.
It might have been.
I don't have any drunken stories. I'm sorry, guys.
Wow.
Or drug stories.
I could go on all night.
I could go on for fucking ever.
I could go on for probably about a half hour.
Yeah. But I guess we should I'm not that
you know, when I drink I just kind of eventually
I do the craziest shit you've ever heard of in your life when I'm drunk.
Tell us some more crazy shit.
I'm trying to think of a good one.
We both do. Maybe it's just a thing in brown folk.
Yeah, it must be.
I don't know. Brett has done some things.
Yes, he has. I have a good Brett story, but he wouldn't mind me sharing this, I don't think.
Yeah, he's one of the gang.
But one night outside of the engine room, which is a local bar in Truro, Brett got arrested by the police officers that were outside because he was mouthing off to them. And it was a classic line while he was being locked into the police car. He was like, "You all," he was like, "You motherfuckers are all gay." He's like, "I bet you want to suck my cock right now." And the police officer was like, "You'd like that, wouldn't you?" And he's like, "Actually, no, I wouldn't, because you'd probably drag your teeth." And then the police officer lost his mind, like, set him off.
Because it was funny, and he wanted to laugh, but he's like,
totally owned in front of, like, 40 people. And then he threw him in the back of the police car, and Brett started kicking the shit out of the back of the police car doors. And he surprisingly didn't end up in jail, but
we gotta get him out for a show sometime, just because he has infinite stories that
no doubt
are just fucking hilarious. That I'm not even gonna try and tell any of his stories because I would butcher them.
I have another good drunk story. I was sleeping with this woman one time when I was insanely drunk.
Fucking her or just sleeping with her?
Both.
Sleep fucking.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I woke up.
I was drifting in and out of consciousness. Mr. Sandman was having a threesome with them.
So, anyways, we finished up. I walked into the bathroom. The old walk into the bathroom naked after sex thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cleaning up, and I noticed this fucking thing on my leg, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I had no idea what it was. So I reached down and grabbed it, and it was kind of stuck in my leg hair, and it was a little nugget of shit.
Oh! What?
Yes. And I don't know where the fuck it came from at all. We didn't do any anal, nothing like that, but there was a small nugget of shit stuck to my leg.
In your leg hair?
Yeah.
That makes it more disgusting, because it's like a will not, except
I was,
on your thigh.
I was so revolted, but at the same time, I was fucking drunk, so I was just like, whatever.
Yeah. As long as no more shit turns out.
Yeah, but it's a mystery to this day where that came from.
You should just ask her. It's been a while. After so many years have passed...
Hey. I don't even want to know.
No. Yeah. Case closed.
I told her right after, actually. And she was so fucking disgusted. She was like, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I don't know where it came from. I was like,
you dirty. She does.
That sounds suspicious.
Yeah. She probably farted and just a little turd came out. She's like, oh, I hope no one notices.
No, it wasn't that big. It's hard to explain. It was like the size of a
booger.
I don't know. Yeah, about that size.
It was just a shit booger. It was an ass booger is what it was. Caught in your thigh hair.
But that would only happen when you're drunk, in my opinion. I've never had shit stuck to my leg ever again.
No. That's so something you're probably right. Not happen to us.
Doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah. No.
Anyways, we've shared quite a bit of drunken debauchery.
Sure have.
So I say we wrap it up. Next week we have our Christmas special, which I don't know if it's going to be special. Like, we have nothing planned, so hopefully something good will happen. John will be back from Mexico, which
hopefully
is good.
He'll have some stories, hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Hopefully some pictures, too.
I hope he
took my little camera.
A disease-ridden Mexican hooker or something.
Or had a few run-ins with some trannies.
Yeah.
Or Mexican street toughs.
Street toughs. That's pretty bad.
That's the word of the day.
Yes, it is.
Street toughs. Yeah, what else do we have going on, though?
I don't know.
We're going to do it Wednesday.
Yep.
Next week.
But we'll have it up either Thursday or Friday.
Just so everybody knows, we're going to try and do it then because, obviously, Thursday, Christmas Eve day.
Man, it's getting close.
Doesn't even feel like Christmas, does it?
How many days is it till Christmas?
1 week and 1 day. Actually, No, it's not midnight yet. It's 7:35.
I was going to say, what the hell is
midnight? Time dark like me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been dark for like fucking hours, and I slept.
Ever since Tim showed up, it just got a couple shades darker.
Yeah.
I was holding it down a little bit, and then you walked in, and it was just like, someone just dimmed the lights.
It's midnight.
That's true.
Yeah. So Christmas is coming up.
Yeah, so we're tune all in next week for that. We're going to try and do... We'll try and do some silly Christmassy
We'll shake stuff. Some bells, maybe eat some gingerbread, man.
Yeah, have some eggnog.
Yeah.
Talk about how Santa's a pedophile.
Yep.
Because he is.
Well, really.
Obviously.
I'm sure we'll probably do kind of what we did for the Halloween special and have a break where we just kind of talk some Christmas memories and presents and, you know, not news stories, but just talking about, you know, the good shit.
Sounds good.
All right, motherfuckers.
So thanks for Tim for coming all the way from Truro to join us for this podcast.
Hopefully it was a good one. Decent.
Enjoyable for
It was
everybody.
Decent. I'm sure we'll do more.
Yep. So that's it for this week. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.
Bye.